It's great to see so many regular faces back here in August and a few new ones. Great to give you a warm welcome to St. Bartholomew's. The readings today are simple messages, but not ones we always listen to. The first one is just a list of things we shouldn't do, all those things which we know we shouldn't do. Of course, we're weak, we're humans, we can't always do it exactly as we would like to do it. And the second part of the reading is, second reading we heard, the Gospel was just saying, act now. Don't put anything off. Whether it's prayer, whether it's acts of kindness, don't put anything off. That could all be summed up by four simple words. Both those readings can come together. We've heard those words already this year, and Father John Rice was here during Lent. He gave out bookmarks to everybody. Be kinder than necessary. Very simple message. Lent's now 4 months away, you might have forgotten about it. Be kinder than necessary. These bookmarks we've had at the back of the church, and of course everybody reads books nowadays, but just slip it inside your cover of your phone, your Kindle, just to remind you each day to yourself, to your family and friends, and to everyone you meet, just be kinder than necessary. Make that extra step to be kinder than necessary. The homily I wrote during this week was all going to be based on that, and I've been developing it over the last few days. It's going to be much longer, but the events of yesterday just meant that I couldn't just deliver that sermon and not think about everything else that's happening in the world. I read an email from one of our visiting priests during the week. It was saying from the National Cathedral, this is during the week, and it was saying from the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C., this was in the email. We have come to accept a level of insult and abuse in political discourse that violates each person's sacred identity as a child of God. We have come to accept as normal a steady stream of language and accusations that play to the wrong elements of society. Make no mistake about it, words matter. That was followed up by the Catholic Archbishop in Washington, who also sent out an email. He said, I have stressed that I am a pastor and fellow disciple of Jesus, not a political leader. However, sometimes there are times when a pastor and a disciple is called to speak out and defend the dignity of all God's children. Let me have the events of yesterday. Two mass shootings in one day. These things aren't unusual to read in the newspaper nowadays. But how do we act on them? How do we give more than just sending our thoughts and prayers? These events have been happening over the last 10 years in schools particularly. You can think of Columbine. You can think of Sandy Hook. You can think of Santa Fe, and just over a year ago, Parkland in Florida. Those are just events of mass shootings in schools in America. Then we have the shootings that we've heard about in Orlando, Las Vegas, and then yesterday. What can we do about it? What can we do about it here? Well, each of us has a responsibility, not just to send our thoughts and prayers, but to think about what we can do and what we should be saying to our friends and family about these events. I understand it's a political issue, but it needn't be just a political issue which is left and right, Republican and Democrat. It's an issue where we all need to act. And that act is because most of these atrocities are caused not by someone who's having a hunting rifle or a hunting gun, but by someone with a military weapon. When these events happened in England 20 years ago in Dunblane, they happened in Tasmania 20 years ago in Australia, and they happened earlier this year in Christchurch in New Zealand. Those countries said, enough. There's no need to have militaristic weapons. People don't drive around in tanks. People don't fly jet fighters. Why is there a need for people to have militaristic weapons? So my call is upon all of us today to look at ourselves and say, how can we act to make sure that these events don't happen in a country which some of us have more influence over than others, to stop these weapons being used to cause mass death? It means so much more. It needs so much more than just thoughts and prayers. It needs action. But remember, when we are acting, when we are thinking about this, people do have different views. We have to take those views into account, but still try and make that extra step to try and think how we can move this forward. Always remembering that with those people who have different views than us, be kinder than necessary.